Islamic Republic Day. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. The Islamic Revolution in Iran triumphed on February 11, 1979. Less than 2 months after this greatest event of the 20th century, Imam Khomeini called on people to take part in a referendum to determine the type of the system of government. Therefore, on 30th and 31st of March, the nationwide referendum was held and over 98.2% of the participants voted yes to Islamic Republic as the ruling system in the country. Thus, April 1st was named as the Islamic Republic Day in the Iranian calendar. This way of determination and formation of the ruling system has not had any precedent in history, even in the so-called democratic societies in the West. In view of the fact that the Iranian nation is a Muslim nation and had struggled for Islam for decades, especially with the leadership of Imam Khomeini, some officials and analysts maintain that there was no need to hold a referendum, but the Imam insisted on a clear and public referendum. The founder of the Islamic Republic said in his message to the Iranian nation, "This referendum will determine the fate of our nation. This referendum will either draw you to freedom and independence or, like before, to suffocation and dependence on others. This referendum is what everyone should participate in it. You can choose any form that you want. You have the right and you're able to write on this paper, democratic republic, royal regime or whatever you want. You are free in this." On this great day, the faithful Iranian people demonstrated their national unity and Islamic solidarity with their decisive vote to fortify the bases of the Islamic Revolution. They altered the history of mankind with their faithful election. The Iranian people dismantled a long history of despotism, oppression, and disgraceful colonialism for good. The Islamic Republic has been the most democratic system of government in the past centuries, far superior to the democratic rule which has been claimed and propagated for decades by higher thinkers and writers in the West. The Islamic Republic is built up of two parts, Islam and people. That's why the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, insists of calling it religious popular rule rather than the man-made flawed Western democracy which has proved its deficiency and even contradiction with the votes of people. The establishment of the Islamic Republic not only proved the Iranian nation's will on their fate, but it also inspired hope in the hearts of the oppressed and downtrodden in the world. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, called April 1st as a feast and said in a message, "The morning of April 1st, which is the first day of Allah's rule, is one of our greatest religious and national feasts. Our nation should hold on this day as feast and keep it alive." Ayatollah Khamenei also said, "There is another feature in our Islamic Republic Day, namely, it is not the feast of us, the Iranian people. Rather, it can be the feast of all those who are Muslims. It means nearly 1 billion people. They, meaning the Muslim nations, have also got used to seeing Islam in the state of defense and passive position, in the state of isolation. When a nation stands in the position of attacking domineering powers and aggressive, incomplete man-made systems and proclaims a republic on the basis of Islam, this is a cause of boasting and honor for Muslim nations. In short, there are various features in the Islamic Republic Day." Clearly, the formation of the Islamic Republic system in Iran created a new theory among the political theories of the East and the West. Article 56 of Iran's constitution reads, "Absolute rule over the world and human being belongs to God, and it is He who has made human being ruler of his social fate. Nobody can dispossess human being of this divine right or put it at the service of the interest of a special individual or group. And the nation wields this God-given right in the ways that will come in the next articles." The establishment of the Islamic Republic system in Iran, besides domestic developments, caused different changes in the region and the world, which were not compliant with the unholy goals of the colonialist powers. In view of this, the enemies of Islam and the Iranian nation hatched various plots to topple this system. These plots began since the first days of the victory of the Islamic Revolution and escalated after the formation of the Islamic Republic. They included the imposition of an 8-year war, assassination of political, religious, and revolutionary figures and officials, economic sanctions, creation of barriers on the way of achieving peaceful nuclear energy, assassination of scientists of nuclear field and commanders of the resistance front, and kindling riots in a number of cities. Now, the Islamic Revolution has reached its 45th year, and the Islamic Republic has already started the second phase of its life. The leader of the Islamic Revolution says, "Why has the Islamic Republic not suffered the destiny of other systems and revolutions despite this much of enmity? What is the reason and the mystery? I tell you that the splendid and honorable mystery of this system and the durability of this system are these two words, Republic and Islamic. The accompanying of these two words with one another, and the creature that has been formed of these two words, should naturally be permanent. Both the Republic and the Islamic, people and Islam. Republic means people, and Islamic means Islam, religious, popular rule. The feat of our great Imam was that he created this thought. The theory of the Islamic Republic brought it among various political theories, as in that era different political theories were in contact with each other in the East and the West in the field of political issues and political mentalities. He materialized it, realized it. It was not merely the creation of a theory, but he materialized it and created the Islamic Republic system. This was the Imam's feat.